Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Natalie Keane. I'm a chocolatier for Bean & Goose Chocolate. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
Do you have the best job in the world?
I definitely have the best job in the world. I love it.
What's so good about working with chocolate all day?
You get to taste chocolate, smell chocolate, handle chocolate, and hopefully create beautiful products when you're finished.
But there's a couple of questions in from our listeners, and one of them is, do you not get sick? Is it like a busman's holiday? Like you get sick of the smell and the taste of chocolate?
No.
Really?
No, honestly, we love it. And if we take any time off or we go on holiday or we take, you know, a weekend away, by the time we come back to Last Tree Farm where we make everything, we love that smell of chocolate again.
Okay.
Yeah, it really hits you.
Mm.
It's funny, when we've got DPD or what have you, you know, people coming in and doing deliveries every day, they walk in and they go, wow, the smell is amazing.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Brilliant.
So we love it, yeah. Yeah, we miss it.
Do you eat chocolate at home?
Yes, I do. I mainly eat our chocolate, but every now and again, I'd
well, you've got to sample the competition, see what's happening in the market.
Well, you've definitely got to sample the competition. Yeah. We have to do that, yeah.
Okay, well, like, let's be honest. Bean & Goose wouldn't be going up against, you know, Cadbury or Mars, right?
No.
So you'd be going up against another kind of bespoke chocolate maker.
Would,
so
you, yeah.
They'd be your competition. But would you jump into the more well-known, well-established and go, oh, I'd love a twirl?
Oh, yeah. I love a Starbar.
Okay. Okay. Well,
there's always room in my life for a Starbar.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you're not being completely...
We are not completely exclusive.
That's good. Well, Sharon O'Brien asks, do you agree that some chocolate bars aren't as tasty or as creamy as they used to be?
Definitely.
Why?
Definitely.
Why is that true?
It's completely true because they've lowered the quality of the ingredients and there's not as much cocoa in it.
Mm.
Probably milk powder. But yeah, we can all think of that very famous chocolate bar that tastes very different now to when we were kids and we used to enjoy.
Yeah,
So it's definitely a difference.
Angelina wants to know, do people ever give you chocolate as a present? It's like no one gives us CDs anymore.
No. Oh, really?
Can't. Yeah.
Do you know they don't give me chocolate? No. They'd probably be worried that I'd complain or give out or compare it.
Yeah, be very
judgmental. To Bean & Goose chocolate, which I probably would, to be fair.
that's a fair point. Simon asks, how many bars can you make in a day?
Oh, wow. We could make quite comfortably 1,000 bars of chocolate in a day. We're very good now.
Mm.
We've had a lot of practice.
How big is the operation then? How many people work there?
We're a small team. We're still a small team. We started off as a tiny team, like me and Karen were the only two hand-making chocolate and marble slabs. But now we've got some machinery and we've got some staff. So there are still, me and Karen would be full-time. And then we would have 7 part-time members of staff that would come in, help us make, help us package.
And would you have dreams of one day, like, you know, having a giant warehouse with tons of robots doing all that kind of stuff so you could just be bigger and bigger and bigger? Or is the beauty of the dream that it's small and bespoke and lovely?
I think it is. I think that's the beauty of Bean & Goose, that we will never compete with the Cadburys and the craft of this world, but neither do we want to, you know, making the products that we make.
Pauline says, it's controversial, always controversial topic, nuts are no nuts, fruit are no fruit.
Both. Nuts and fruit.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And we love working with hazelnuts, almonds, fruits. Yeah, for sure. We love it all.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a fan
of pears and strawberries.
Yeah. I'm a fan of a nut in chocolate, but fruit, not so sure.
And, really?
And I can deal with fruit, no problem, but if you put a nut in my chocolate bar, I am literally out the door.
Oh, really?
It's so weird. Like, I will eat peanuts and then have a Mars bar, but if you give me a Snickers, I'm not interested.
I'm laughing because I've got some chocolate in my bag.
And it's got nuts and
fruit on the same big giant slab of chocolate.
All the more me then.
You'll have to share it with the team.
That's what we'll do, What's your own particular favourite?
My favourite is dark chocolate. We do a chocolate subscription every month for our customers. And every month we create new flavours, again, based on what's grown and what's in season. And last month we made a beautiful dark chocolate with candied sweet corn on the top of it.
Caroline wants to know, what do you think of the Tato chocolate bar? Did you ever taste that?
I did.
And you can be honest.
Can I?
Yeah, totally.
It wasn't what I wanted it to be, because I love a packet of Tato.
Okay.
Well, I used to love a packet of Tato and a Dairy Milk and eating the one, you know, one after the other.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but no, the Tato bar
didn't do it for me, I'm afraid. Do you think you could recreate, could you do a cheese and onion chocolate bar and make it the way you want it to be?
That would be tricky.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be tricky because really to make it work, you're looking for that flavour you had as a kid. And that was based on that old Dairy Milk bar. And our chocolate doesn't taste like a Dairy Milk bar.
Yeah.
It tastes like, you know, its own thing. So probably would be tricky to recreate that.
Declan wants to know, what do you think of chocolate liqueur?
Chocolate liqueur?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You like that as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely do like everything chocolate, don't
like
you?
We like everything chocolate, yeah.
I think everyone has a memory of being a kid and rooting through a box of chocolates and taking a bite and then this awful burning liquid pouring into your mouth and going, oh, what is that? Yeah.
But a kid being a kid and it being chocolate, you can't stop.
You kind of try and eat around it, pour the liquid out, and keep going, lick it off
and then eat the chocolate.
I don't know. I did anyway. I developed a taste for rum by the age of 9. How many times do you get Willy Wonka or Oompa Loompa references?
Willy Wonka, yes. Never had the Oompa Loompa.
Really?
Reference. No, we
do
haven't.
Do people ask you about, do you have Oompa Loompas working in the factory?
They've never asked me. We don't.
Although they are only part-time, so I think Oompa Loompas work full-time.
Oh, they're full-time. Yeah, I think they have to live with you as well, don't they?
Which could be a problem. Provide housing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not even house trained. I don't know why
really?
You went for them. Yeah.
Definitely no Oompa Loompas. No.
I like this. Derek says, no question. I just wanted to say thanks. Derek's obviously a massive fan of Being the Goose and chocolate
Derek,
in general.
Thank you. We're a fan of Derek now.
If you could make one bar, what would it be?
Well, it'd have to start with dark chocolate.
Or do you prefer percentage? Because you know, you see that's like 70, 85, whatever.
Yeah. No, not necessarily. Okay. I don't like it too high. I don't like anything too bitter. I like chocolate to be a real pleasure, you know, a really enjoyable experience. So nothing too high.
Yeah, anything over 85, you're spending the day on the toilet. That's kind of the rule.
I know, yeah, I've heard. So it would be definitely a dark chocolate. We actually had a really beautiful curvature chocolate recently in from Costa Rica. Sorry, not Costa Rica, it was Peru. Mm-hmm. And it was absolutely beautiful. I'm really looking forward to using that. So I would start with this beautiful chocolate from Peru. And then if it was going to be tailor-made for me, I actually love caramels and pralines and, you know, those kind of flavours. So I would top it with perhaps a freshly made hazelnut praline or something like that.
So simple enough, though. You weren't adding in, like, you know, some fresh thyme from the side of Everest.
No.
Or gold flakes.
It'd look pretty, though, wouldn't it? Okay, we'll take gold flakes.
Okay, gold flakes on the top of your hazelnut praline.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Natalie Keane, thank you so much for taking part
in
Ask Me Anything today.
Thank you very much.
Ask Me Anything. Today FM.